This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, crew. This is the podcast. Dave has entered the building wearing his Jack Wills hoodie. It's still in good nick. You've had that a while. You take good care of that hoodie.
I think it's because I never wear it, in fairness.
Do you feel that you have a hoodie on pasted with the word Great Britain on the front?
Now, it was worse because I had a grey one before and it had the Union Jack on the back.
Oh.
And so that wasn't great.
I see. Have you ever seen those mini cars with the backlights or Union Jacks as well?
Yeah. Have you seen the ones with the roof? They have the Union Jack on the roof. Yeah, it's nuts.
Oh, you're walking around in a massive I'm a big Brit.
Yeah.
Is
it Puma the runners that have the Union?
No, it's Reebok.
Reebok.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I think it's Reebok.
Some people don't like that too much either.
I really like the Reebok runners. But what I wanted to do was, because what my mate's sister used to do for people in her school was they'd give her the runners and she'd
rethread them.
She'd
wow.
rethread them to for the Irish flag.
Cool.
That was really quite cool. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's really interesting. Very unique.
Sorry. Speaking of the Brits, Spike Island, you're going to hear it on the show.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, lads. It was really
intense.
Tell
me more. I don't know enough about this at all.
Okay, so, and this is going to be the most depressing podcast intro of all time, but it's just really, really interesting. So Spike Island was a prison, and it kind of was a prison for a long period of time and different kinds of prisons. Like, it ended up being a prison, kind of more modern times, for joyriders. Which was mad.
Random.
Anyway, Martin Cahill, the general, who basically lived across the road from where I live, he was there as well. Mm. But he was there for tax evasion. So he wasn't there for any of the mad shit that he did. He was there for tax evasion. So that was kind of nuts to learn all about that. But it was also kind of a jail around famine time. And obviously when there was a famine / genocide going on in Ireland at the time, these people were sent to Spike Island. And you didn't want to be sent to Spike Island. Or some people did because the living thing was so bad in Ireland, people wanted to be sent. Anyway, for whatever, even like petty crimes. Okay?
But these are Irish people who sent by the Brits to Spike Island.
To Spike Island, right? And so there was... No matter what your crime was, whether it was really, really bad or just kind of petty crime, you had to do your own bit of solitary confinement, right? Some of this solitary confinement lasted 13 years.
Oh my
God. That was the longest, right? They also had
13
years, but wait, it gets worse, which is nuts, okay? So, and as I said, this is the most depressing part of the
podcast. It's okay.
The podcast.
Go on, tell us.
History.
It is history.
All sunshine and lollipops.
So their version of...
Solitary confinement
was you were chained to the wall by your hands and your legs for 23 hours a day with a bag over your head so you couldn't see. And
I mean, you're already in solitary confinement.
Yeah, like. And then for 1 hour you got to go out, but they would attach you to another person through chains and you'd still have the bag over your head. So like most of these men went blind. So for 23 hours a day, they were... in their cell. Yeah. So they obviously all went kind of mental. Do you know what I mean? So that's what, and they had these like noises playing and stuff like that. And I was just like, Jesus, this, when she torture. Said it, I literally, it was torture. When she said it, I literally audibly gasped and I was like, I cannot believe it.
Now, the cruelty did, that people just, inflict on other
I was walking around
humans.
This place, like saying to people, I was like, I don't understand. I know it's a different time. Why were people so horrible to people? Yeah. How can you have that? I didn't understand it. I just don't get how you could be horrible.
Yeah, just the levels of cruelty that some people are capable of inflicting is just...
It was
so
nuts.
Scary.
Anyway, so that was the really, really tough thing.
No, I get it. I remember, sure, we went to Auschwitz when we were
that's really
before
tough.
Christmas, and you see the kind of places they were held in solitary confinement, which, you know, like
it was
a
awful.
Stall and just a cold, cold stall, and you'd be like, it's just, it's.
It was really,
really
tough. I would recommend it though. I know
no,
that sounds stupid, but it's so good for history. Like it's so good to learn these things. I didn't know that. Do you know what I mean? And it's really good to learn these things and to learn these people's history. And I also learned that these lads, like years ago, escaped the prison. Right, and they did like this really, really tough thing where they were like climbing down the wall through bed sheets and things like that. And they, one guy spotted a boat that was tied up with a rope. Usually, they were tied up with chains.
Okay,
but this one was tied up by rope, and they were like, "Great!" And he had brought a penknife, and so he went out with the penknife and he dropped the penknife and it went straight to the bottom of the thing. But he knew he had six other lads on the shore waiting for him to cut the rope for the boat. So he bit the rope until the boat came free. They finally got on the boat. Off they went, never to be seen or heard of again. These seven lads escaped this prison. 3 weeks later, the prison closed. They would have been let free.
Oh, no.
3 weeks. Isn't that nuts? It was absolutely insane. It's an incredible experience.
That's an incredible story.
It really is an incredible experience.
Yeah, I want a movie about those guys.
Yeah.
You should be a tour guide.
Thanks.
I want to go. Just well, not no that I want to go.
No one asked me any questions.
No, but it's fascinating. I didn't necessarily like want to go to Auschwitz, but obviously I wanted to go to Auschwitz.
Yeah, yeah, you got
know,
it.
That kind of way.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, well, Dave, we're really sorry if we've depressed the hell out of you. You'll hear the gift shop story, and that's funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
I have
fun.
A yo-yo here. That would make sense when you listen.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, how are we? Good morning. Good Monday.
Good Monday
morning.
It's Emma and Dave of Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
Fiona went off on her maternity leave on Friday.
Yeah, she stopped working Friday, right? She was like, oh, I'm done now.
This is it. You know, it's time to take to the bed, really do some, what's it called when you start gathering all the sticks like you're a bird?
Oh, I don't
nesting.
Know. Nesting.
Time to start nesting. Get the bits in order. There's a baby coming imminently. I thought, this is it now. I bet she's having a lovely, relaxing weekend. Yeah. You know, she's on my mind across the weekend. I was like, I wonder how it's going for...
The start of maternity leave, I'm sure, is very exciting.
I'd say lovely pyjamas. Yeah. Dwayne spoiling your rotten on the couch.
Of course, yeah.
Loads of sweets.
I'm sure she's too... She's pregnant to come to work. That's why she's on maternity.
That's the whole idea, isn't it? You know, when you're too pregnant to go anywhere...
She had a chill weekend, I presume.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So when I saw her last night, Joanne McNally.
She didn't go to Joanne McNally, did she?
No. Not even did she go to Joanne McNally, Dave. She went and supported Joanne McNally.
From
at
the sidelines, surely.
No. Her and the, more or less the baby, because I think the baby's halfway out at this stage, were on stage last night at Joanne McNally performing.
No.
The girl who went to maternity leave on Friday.
She opened for Joanne McNally.
She did.
While on maternity leave.
While on mat leave. Well, like, she left us, but she didn't leave Joanne.
Of course. Well,
no.
You couldn't leave Joanne.
Couldn't leave.
So hold on. Can we get her in here now?
Well, considering she seems to want to work.
Of course.
It's 7:10 and this, of course, being the home of 10 plus 1. It continues again. How many bleeding prizes do we have?
I don't understand.
It's going again this week.
The biggest wheel ever.
It is. If you hear Michaela or Steve K play an 11 song in a row, call them out and you could win some class prizes on Spin. We kick off a brand new week. You know, our trio's down to two with Fiona gone on maternity leave. So I presume it would just be nice to kind of start a fresh, start anew as we move forward.
Not at all.
Oh, jeez.
No. You've got to be brought down a little peg.
Do we?
Haven't you? Even on a dark, dreary Monday like this, you never know. It could be getting warmer, but... You never know. What a week it was. We said goodbye to Fiona as she headed out on maternity leave. Jessie Buckley won big at the BAFTAs and we said farewell to the Winter Olympics. I don't know what I'm going to do with my afternoons. I was just watching the curling all weekend.
I'm so kind of glad it's done now, to be honest.
You're a bit curling fatigue.
Curling fatigue, man.
But I didn't see a moment of it.
Well, there you go. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
Ooh.
And we start off with...
I was perfect last week, so this should be fine.
Oh, you should be grand. Yeah, you were amazing.
You always are. Thank you.
We start off with targeting the woman that isn't here because she's not here to defend herself. Fiona, who's not back now until September because she's having a baby. But we think she was very checked out last week. At one point, she was just emptying her bag out on the radio.
So I was like, maybe I'll clean out everything else. Now, I just put these in yesterday. These are just some cereal bars. Packet of four. There's a small tote bag within the bag. There's a hairbrush that I don't use anymore. The hairbrush has stuck to it.
Another bag.
The bag that our headphones came in. There's honey, which really playing with fire. There's a packet of half-gone Hall soothers, which I think have been there since before Christmas when I had a bit of a tickle in my throat.
Like, no disrespect. I can imagine on the week of maternity leave, you really are clocked out. But that was the worst thing that ever happened on this show.
I'm really going to miss, like, her telling a story where I think is getting somewhere and then it just doesn't.
And then she kind of just looks to me and like, I'm done now.
It's just like, yeah, we can wrap it up there. It's like, what?
what's in my
bag? That was you combing your hair.
It was literally like, do you want to know what's in my bag today? Sure.
Before Fiona,
if we did that, by the way, we'd be killed.
Killed.
And we let her off. She's having a baby. Before Fiona went away, she gave Emma and Dave a baby doll to look after and for a day to attempt to simulate parenthood. How did you get on? You kind of enjoyed it?
She was a cute little thing, really.
I brought it to the pub. I enjoyed the pub.
But we don't think Emma should be babysitting alongside her dog, Seamus, anytime soon.
I have someone I need you to meet. Oh God, no, don't take her hat. Seamus, wait. We don't eat the baby. To be nice to the baby.
Oh God.
I remembered the hat falling off and I was like, I don't think the hat fell off this easily before we gave it to Seamus.
I think there was like a little kind of strap under the baby's chin for the hat and I think Seamus destroyed right, that. Okay. So my bad.
In fairness, she returned like with no clothes eaten, which is kind of a pretty good thing because Emma, all your clothes are eaten by
you.
Yeah.
Dave was obsessed with animals with very footy Danes last week, but I think it was just an excuse to say weird words on air.
Elegant tit, yellow bellied sapsucker, the tuft tit tyrant, Sir tweets a lot, wahoo, bony eared ass fish, slippery dick, lump suckers.
God, it's out of context. It sounds so bold.
They're all names of animals. Don't worry. He wasn't just swearing on the radio. And finally, we were talking about Dora the Explorer and the villain Swiper. But poor old Emma got ever so slightly mixed up.
Hey, do you know this guy? Sniper, no sniping.
Again, it's Swiper, no Swiper.
Oh, so close. It makes sense so to be Sniper.
Sniper, heavy enough going for a child show.
Sorry.
Please, Sniper's in the bushes.
That famous kid's character, Sniper.
Would have been complaints about it.
They were the worst bits of last week.
I think you're a brilliant rage baiter, Emma. I think you do these things on purpose.
Swear on
sniper,
my life.
Sniper, no sniping.
If I was that good, we'd all be in trouble. Trust me. That is my genuine sloppy brain.
I love Fora the Explorer.
Here's Somber, new music, Earth Spin. It is Monday morning. Hope you're well. I am feeling, and my voice might tell you differently because there's a little bit of a cold still hanging around.
Still sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is becoming me coded.
Yeah. No, but listen, it's kind of not developing any further, but I'm just a bit meh. But anyway.
You're kind of stuck in limbo of being sick and well.
Yes. Yeah. Not enough to be kind of given out about it too much like you would.
Yeah.
But enough to kind of be a bit.
That was nice. That was a good drive-by. Real quick.
But I'm feeling rejuvenated on the back of what was a very wholesome weekend. And myself and the girls, I spent my weekend with two of my best friends, just spent the whole drive home yesterday going, Jesus, we're gone very old. We're gone very old the way that we just dealt with that whole night. So one of my friends, Megan, she used to live with us in Dublin. She lives in Limerick now, back in her home place. And myself and Emer took to the roads on Saturday morning to go down. Oh, and
as opposed to your usual take to the beds.
Take to the beds.
We took to the roads.
Yeah, we did.
Headed to Limerick.
We did. It was a long drive, like 2.5 hours, but it was all worth it when we arrived. This is when I knew we were going to be set up for a very girly, cozy, nice day. The plan was always, we're not going anywhere. Like, she lives very rural anyway, so there's no such thing as a taxi. We knew that we were going to the house and we were staying in the house, and that was kind of it.
I find it very funny how you as a person aren't really that kind of girl that loves the girly pyjamas and the fluffy things, and yet you surround yourself with people who love cuddly toys and fluffy pyjamas and, you know what I mean, that kind of girly makeup-y night.
For my granny's 92nd birthday, me and my sister are having a sleepover at my granny on Friday and watching pyjamas. It's just
again,
what you do with your 92-year-old granny.
But you're doing that for other people. It's not really your
it's
thing.
It's not my thing.
No.
My sister said we should get... I said, yeah.
Sure, why not? I think that's just the thing. A thing that comes with being a girl is you have to do these things even if you hate it.
This is my reply to anyone who talks about matching pajamas these days. Okay. we'll get them, I'll have a look in pennies. What's your size again? Oversized, no problem. Yeah, lovely. Right.
That's funny.
So I rock in and we're staying at Meg's house and we all have a room to ourselves because our siblings are away.
Yeah,
lovely.
Class.
So I go in to drop my bag into the room. What's on my bed? A Korean skincare face mask.
Oh my God.
And a packet of mini eggs.
Class.
It's like, oh, you absolute queen. So I knew we were off to a good thing. She had the sitting room set up with varying snacks.
She must have been so excited to have you.
Yeah, it was class. She had sausage rolls straight out of the air fryer, top tier. She had hummus and soda bread breadsticks.
I want to go home.
More mini eggs. Hello, big spender. Doritos and salt and vinegar crisps.
Class.
We all looked at each other around 3:30 in the afternoon and said, sure, it must be 7 o'clock somewhere. grand. Had a couple of drinks. Lovely. Fire. She about half five, she lit the fire. The thing was ablaze in the sitting room. I haven't had a nice open fire now. I don't really do that in my house.
Yeah.
Then just when you think you couldn't eat another thing, she cooks a lovely dinner. What should we go for, Dave? We went for a pasta dish. It was really good. I was stuffed a bit. Then we said, what'll we do now, girls? It's 8:30. Do you know what we'll do? Will we sit down and watch a bit of the America's Next Top Model documentary, bitched about old trends and the pressure on women and, you know, life these days and how the new season's going to be very woke, but as it should be, because the way those women were treated was horrible. But halfway through episode 2, I was kind of starting to fall asleep, like start to drift a little bit on the couch, and Emer saved me. I was like, oh, I need to wake up, be a bit more crack, you know, we're after driving 2.5 hours to be here, probably need another 4 hours of crack here. And Emer
four
said,
hours,
do you know, in my head I was like, probably need to keep this going till 1:30 or 2 o'clock chatting, you know, to make it worth everyone's while. And Emer just said, I don't think I'm going to make it past episode 2, girls. And I was like, oh, you absolute queen. Got through episode 2. 5 to 10, the three of us are in brushing our teeth. We say goodnight. And the final thing we say to each other before we go to bed is, if you're going on TikTok and you see anything funny, send it over to me.
Yeah, we can all have a laugh.
So we'll have a laugh. So the three of us got into bed and sent you the TikToks and had a laugh. And then we were all asleep and awake. We were all having a laugh, right?
This show and station is aimed towards young people. And honestly, I'm listening to this going, that sounds lovely. I went away as well this weekend. And we were in bed for 10.
And I swear to God, did we have a laugh at the TikToks or what? Oh, I could hear the howling from the other rooms. Oh, Jesus.
Knock, 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 knock next door. That was funny.
That was real good. That one, Meg. That was real good. Up at 7:30 for a lovely coffee.
Oh, lads. For God's sake.
It's the way to be. I swear to God, I had a lovely time.
You're old if you listen to that going, that sounds lovely now.
Here's Sam Fender in the treadmill at Spin. I'm on a treadmill, trying to move my shit together. Sam Fender with the treadmill on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I'll talk about it more after 8 o'clock, but I was at the airport quite a bit over the weekend. But on Friday, I was picking up my mum and dad.
Oh, yeah.
And I got there actually much earlier than I thought I would. And I was like, will I be real cute?
And?
So I parked up and I went to the arrivals gate.
Ah, very good.
Which no one ever does anymore. It's more like, we're down here, run downstairs quick. They're going to arrest me if I'm parked here for 10 minutes.
Up to departures there, quick. Yeah, exactly.
But I was waiting for so long. You know when you see, like, in that moment, like, I waited probably 45 minutes for them to get through. I probably saw thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And you know, every time you get a little bit hopeful.
Yeah.
Is this them? That to the point I got so delusional, being like, maybe she did grow 4 foot taller. Yeah. And maybe her hair is black now. Maybe my dad did get tattoos. No, that's not him. You just start losing all sense of reality.
I get that.
I was like, and then you kind of can't take your eyes off the door because you're like, they don't know that I'm here. And maybe their phones aren't working.
Did you make a sign?
I didn't go that far, no.
I don't think I would bother going into the airport to collect someone if I hadn't made a sign.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what's the point? If I came out and someone was waiting for me there and they didn't have a sign, I'd be like, what are you doing here?
Just turn around and
go to departures, for God's sake.
Hundrix and Golden here on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. A reminder, if you want to take on the Tricky 10, first one of the week after 8 o'clock this morning, you would automatically be top of the leaderboard. Get all 10 questions correct, win €1,000 on the spot. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 to register now.
I know a lot of TikTok parents would be annoyed at us playing K-pop Demon Hunters there. Golden, a great song from the genre of K-pop from the band K-pop Demon Hunters, or Hunter. As you said. Well, this has caused a lot of contention in Belfast over the week that has been.
I've seen the headlines. I've no idea what's going on here.
It was even on Liveline and I really enjoyed people complaining about this.
Right.
Basically, let me tell you the story, right? So, K-pop Demon Hunters is a movie on Netflix. I have never seen it, but it was huge around Christmas. It was huge with kids. It was huge with, I suppose, with parents watching with kids and things like that. And K-pop is obviously a genre of music.
Yeah.
It's kind of Korean pop music. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it means. So this movie is huge, K-pop Demon Hunters. And then what happens is there's a kind of an ad that's going around coming to the SSC Arena in Belfast. Is K-pop forever?
Lovely.
Okay. And it is a tribute to K-pop. So this band are going to come on and they're going to sing some K-pop songs.
Amazing. Blackpink, BTS.
The thing about that is some parents from around the Belfast area or whoever was going to this SSC arena to see this gig didn't know that K-pop is different to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, dearie D.
So they thought they were going to see K-pop Demon Hunters tribute band in the SSE arena to see all the music that was played in the movie.
Okay, it's like saying there's a pop celebration gig at the RDS and people thinking, why is there anything but Taylor Swift being played here?
Yeah, kind of, right. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So on this K-pop Forever tribute, that was the band name, at the SSE, featured all live performances of smash hit songs Blackpink, BTS, Twice and many more, with incredible lighting and production. Right?
I'd say it sounds like a great day out.
Now, the characters that they chose on the poster are kind of like K-pop characters. They're kind of animated characters, like look like you would see
in the Demon Hunters movie.
Yeah, in kind of an anime or something like that. You know what I mean? Now, parents of that went to the SSC arena were very annoyed at this. A lot of people obviously brought their kids along. Mm. And even the kids were a little bit annoyed.
The majority of the music that was being played, she did not know it. I didn't know it. But I just thought I was out of touch. Do you know what I mean? Until she actually verbally expressed to me, can we go home?
Oh, I felt so bad.
No. Verbally express to me.
Can we go?
That's the best clip I've ever heard.
It's so bad, isn't it? Like, I feel so bad for the daughter. Yeah. I feel so bad for the mom. And here's what I'll say. Like, from watching these videos, and there is a lot of videos of angry parents annoyed at the SSE Arena. And SSE Arena had to basically release a statement that was just like,
come on!
K-pop Demon Hunters is different to K-pop. No, K-pop is the genre. K-pop Demon Hunters is the movie that has, you know, whatever.
So they thought they were going to see a soundtrack show.
They kind of did, yeah. Now, I kind of can understand a little bit from where the parents are coming from. Purely because, as she says in this clip, it was marketed at a time where K-pop Demon Hunters was huge.
Very coincidental that this was basically on tour around the same time as the movie becoming a massive hit.
Yeah.
But surely the kids understand K-pop versus Demon Hunters.
I thought they would as well, but no.
I'm slightly worried because I remember seeing this advertised. There's three shows for the Three Arena on the 9th, 10th and 11th of March.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute bummer.
That's three and they're all sold out. We are in for a world of hell.
Oh my God.
If this is the case, that the people go into that.
But surely they're going to get an offering of some of the music from the K-pop Demon Hunters movie, as well as others.
I think only one song.
I think there was two or three.
Was it?
But they were performed in the second half. And all the videos that I saw were just a load of kids sat in the arena just staring like, what the hell is
this? They were all the kids were dressed up as the K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh no, guys. How was this so confused? Like, it's like, do you want to go to a rock special, but it's not just Nirvana?
Yeah.
They're doing it live in the Marquee in Cork as well.
Interesting. Oh God, we're going to have literally people, parents annoyed with all accents. It's going to be amazing. But so basically people online have been doing this thing, which I'm really, really enjoying, where they're basically saying, you know, you can't expect K-pop to go to a K-pop concert and them to sing K-pop. Do you know what I mean? Like, parents were annoyed they were going to a K-pop tribute act and they were singing K-pop. So then they also started saying things like, I bought tickets to Sabrina Carpenter. The wee girl didn't make a single thing out of wood.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
So what I think we should do is come up with the other ways of that we could be annoyed parents.
Okay.
Like going to a Sabrina Carpenter concert and she doesn't make anything out of wood.
I didn't even get home with a bedside locker. I'm absolutely human.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What we should do.
We'll do that in a sec. First, Harry Styles.
I went to Harry Styles and I still look like crap.
This is Spin. Harry Styles, Aperture on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 7:47, hello.
Hello, what's going on? Right, we're talking about the K-pop Demon Hunters thing that went on in Belfast. If you don't know and if you haven't listened, then maybe you have tickets to see K-pop Forever, which is playing in the Dublin's Three Arena. It's also playing in Cork really soon, Callum. Like,
March.
There's three nights in March, then live at the Marquee in Cork, which is, I think, a big summer festival.
Right, if you thought that it's a K-pop Demon Hunters like singing songs and all that kind of stuff. It's not.
It's not the soundtrack from the movie.
No, it's not. You might get one or two songs in it, but it's not that. You're going to hear a load of songs. If you don't know K-pop, it's a genre of music. You're going to hear a lot of songs from that genre that you might not know. So just be aware of that if you're bringing your child or if you're going yourself. But yeah, that's what happened in Belfast in the SSC Arena. This K-pop Forever band was happening and the mams were very annoyed and they were taken to TikTok and were fuming. I don't know if we have the clip of the daughter being annoyed again, but yeah. She was just like, what did you say to her, ma'am? Go on.
The majority of the music that was being played, she did not know it. I didn't know it, but I just thought I was out of touch. Do you know what I mean? Until she actually verbally expressed to me, can we go home?
Verbally expressed.
I'm sorry to be laughing. It's just hilarious to think of. And you know what? I understand how people got this wrong. I actually genuinely do. Like, you think K-pop Demon Hunter is great and this thing was being advertised around the time K-pop Demon Hunters was huge. Of course you're going to go and think it's going to be that. But unfortunately, it wasn't. So I do kind of understand. However, some of the comments were really, really funny and some of the videos being made in that were slagging...
In response to it, yeah.
That were slagging these parents of TikTok who didn't know the difference between K-pop and K-pop Demon Hunters. Some of the videos are, although so mean, incredibly funny.
I have just realised that I have bought tickets for Pitbull this year and it's not a dog. It's like some bald guy that's going to come out and sing songs. I have booked tickets to go to London and it's in a park, so I was like, it's in Hyde Park. It's obviously going to be dogs.
That's so funny. Really good. Very good.
And the other one, the famous one that I saw on TikTok comments was that I bought tickets to Sabrina Carpenter and the girl didn't make a single thing out of wood. So I'm really enjoying this genre of comment, although... very mean and not what you want when you come to TikTok as a parent to complain about this.
I know, but still it's kind of
you can't
funny.
Do anything on the internet without, you know, people getting annoyed. So a couple more examples. Booked a Beatles concert, not a single bug on stage. Just four random men.
Yeah.
I went to see Spice Girls concert, no paprika or nutmeg. Booked tickets for Arctic Monkeys. I'm livid, not a single monkey on site. Callum texted me one the other day. He was very proud of. Here's one. He said, bought tickets to see Noah Kahan. There wasn't even an arc.
Very good. I had one on Noah Kahan as well. Yeah.
I bought tickets to see Fully Charged and my phone died.
Very good. I went to Kingfisher. There was no bluebirds anywhere.
Oh, very good.
I went to a Sombra gig. It was very loud.
I went to West Ham. I was starving.
Oh, very good. I went to a Taylor Swift gig, but it was very long.
I went to The Weeknd. It was still a Tuesday.
Oh, very good. On a Tuesday. Zach is standing by there. You've won for us, do you?
I went to a Blue concert, but unfortunately we're all wearing white.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Or I went to a Blue concert and I came out feeling happy.
Very good. Thank you, Zach.
This is good, yeah.
Thanks, Zach. Good luck.
I went to see Stall It live, but I was in the stands. Raging. And I was trying to think of Noah Kahan one, but no, I can't.
Oh, as opposed to the Stalls, I'm with you now. I have you.
Oh, you gave me a little sympathy laugh.
No,
there,
I did.
You?
I was just like, no, I just knew I wasn't getting it.
Okay. Here's Dermot Kennedy. This is Funeral on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave was just telling us the story of the confusion in Belfast over the weekend. People going to the K-pop gig at the celebration of K-pop in general, thinking that it was going to be a soundtrack to the K-pop Demon Hunters film, and some parents were furious about it. Well, on that, it brought up some memories for Aoife. So this reminds me of when my mom brought me to what she thought was the Hannah Montana show. But it was actually Miley Cyrus coming into her bad girl era.
Oh no! Oh, that's exactly the same.
Oh god!
Yeah.
Like, you think you're going to this really wholesome, like, you get the best of both worlds, but it's
you're
actually
getting twerking.
Like, you're getting twerking, man.
Class.
You're getting wrecking balls.
Oh my god! And the two little pigtails on the top.
I'd say the mother was like, "What have I done?" I'm close your eyes. 103.8 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Just after 8, you're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we? Happy Monday. I am still really vibing with some Christmas decorations that are still up. I mean, what are we, the 23rd of February?
I started watching your Instagram story the other day when you were talking about this, and initially I was watching like sound off, because it was just automatically sound off, and I was like, he's definitely going to be bitching about the Christmas decorations I could see in the background of your video. And then I was got intrigued, so I went back and I wanted to hear it with sound on. I was utterly shocked that you were a fan of this.
I am a fan of this because I was walking down the road and I was like, God, I can't believe some people still have their lights up. They still have like their... Now, obviously, this is hardly anybody, but just around my area. There's a random wreath. There's some trees that have lights on them, which I'm really enjoying at the moment. And there's a house that has like... almost like Christmas baubles on their front garden tree. Mm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, there's nothing Christmassy about that. That's fair enough. Like, obviously, that's
are they
just,
Christmas colours, though?
They're red and they're gold and they're silver. But, like, sorry, they don't have Santa on them. They don't have snow on them. Yeah. They don't have, like, anything like, you know what I mean, like Christmas. It doesn't say Merry Christmas. It's just nice decorations for a tree. The lights on the trees are just nice lights that light up my world. And the wreath, yeah, okay, fair enough, that's pretty Christmassy, but...
Is it not in bits? It must be a fake wreath then.
It's obviously a fake wreath.
Yeah, it must be a fake wreath. Sorry, I'm really surprised by this. Obviously, as someone who takes down their Christmas decorations on like the 22nd of December, it wouldn't be for me, but...
I'm fully in agreement with you if it was...
a like Christmas tree.
Santa Claus and whatever, do you know what I mean? If it was Christmas trees and things like that, fine. But... I was realising when I was walking down, I was like, yeah, okay, they're Christmas decorations, but also they could be just decorations. Mm. I'm just enjoying little bit of pop of something on the tree.
Good for you, Dave.
Like there's this a garden around where I live, and they just have a load of lights, like the same coloured lights on their tree, and I was like, who says they have to be Christmas? Because my least favourite thing about Christmas is when the Christmas decorations come down, because it's so depressing.
Yeah, really boring,
and so everything just looks bare. Mm. It's like you've cut back everything, do you know what I mean? And I just think it looks bare. So when you have lights, I'm like, yeah, there's nothing Christmassy about lights.
Mm. I know my family friends, like they're in their parents' house years ago, they put like some kind of an LED strip around the sitting room roof, kind of like each up high in the corners, basically.
That was so circa like 20, I want to say 20. But 2020 when we all did that. And some people had it behind their TV and it would change lights every time the TV changed.
Okay, but they did it with Christmas in mind, and that has stood the test of time. Yeah. That hasn't come down. And I agree with that because it's just a cool light setting.
I had it as well in my old house. I remember
we put up LED.
I think it is a bit out of
scarlet.
Yeah, a bit scarlet. But I used to have them around the perimeter of the top of the room, and it just brought a little bit of light. And I was like, "This, there's nothing Christmassy about this. It's just nice."
I didn't know you were in such need of more light in your life.
More lights and more, you know, not decoration, but just do something.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's fair enough.
Do something.
If you've something in your garden that doesn't say Santa or doesn't say Merry Christmas or anything like that, I think it's fine.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Oh, let's do this thing. This is the Tricky 10 we play each and every morning.
And it's the week we're definitely going to give away a grand.
I have a really good feeling about it as well. Yeah, we want to reward someone who manages to get 10 out of 10. The highest score we've had thus far with the Tricky 10 over the last number of months is a score of 9. Get a 10, win a grand. Luke is on to take it on this morning. Did you have anything on this weekend?
No, I had a quiet one.
A quiet one.
What does a quiet one involve for you? Like, talk to you about your Saturday as a quiet one. What time are we getting out of bed? What are we eating? What are we doing for the day?
I had a bit of a lie on.
Nice.
A lie on. Interesting way of phrasing that.
A lie
not
in.
A, not a lie yeah. in. A lie on. All right. What time is a lie on until?
And 11.
Lovely. Yeah, nice one.
Great.
That's perfect.
That's early for a Saturday.
And what did you do for the rest of the day, Luke?
Well, I just chilled out for the day then.
Very nice.
Like you moved from like the bed to the couch vibes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Good. Lovely.
Luke, you know, Luke is my confirmation name. How do you like the name Luke?
I love it.
Yeah, I like my name too, but I really, really wanted Luke.
Luke's a great name.
Is a fantastic name. All right, Luke, well, welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
We're hoping we can give you a grand this morning. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and you'll be asked 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10, and that answer won't repeat across the game. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so maybe just take a tiny second to think before you spit one out. If you don't know the answer, obviously then the other side of that is give it a guess, because you know the answer will be something between 1 and 10. Now, if you do top the leaderboard Friday, you'll win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. If you get all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot this morning. Are you good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right, man. Best of luck to you. Dave's on your questions.
And calm it down a bit, Luke. you're a bit too mad for us this morning. Too crazy. Too much energy coming through the phone here, Luke. All right, I'm going to ask your question. The very best of luck, the Tricky 10, in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is 32 divided by 4?
Hey.
The Jonas Brothers have released how many studio albums?
3.
Henry Street and Abbey Street are in which Dublin postal district?
1.
How many pins are used in a standard game of bowling?
10.
Complete this expression. Possession is what tense of the law?
9.
In time zones, how many hours behind Dublin is Orlando, Florida?
5.
The word challenge contains how many consonants in total?
6.
Complete the name of this Ollie Murs song. Army of what?
2.
How many athletes did Ireland send to this year's Winter Olympics?
7.
A tricycle has how many wheels?
3.
Oh, there's your time as well.
Oh my God.
All right, we got 55 seconds. I don't know how you did because I was busy asking the questions.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've got 10. I have absolutely no idea. Shall we find out?
How do you think you get on, Luke?
I think I'm okay.
I think you're okay too.
All right, let's just tot them off, shall we?
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow!
A score of 8.
That is really impressive. You're a smart bloke, definitely.
Oh my God, Luke, that was unreal.
Even the 32 divided by 4 straight away, I was like, that's good maths, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, really good.
The only ones that caught you out this morning, the Jonas Brothers have actually released 7 albums.
That's insane.
Than 3. That's a lot
7
of albums. You got all the way through. I was gutted that you'd missed the Jonas Brothers one. And then the second from last question caught you as well. How many athletes did Ireland send to this year's Winter Olympics? You said 7. We actually sent 4. 8 in total. Well done, Luke.
Luke, well done. Very, very impressive. And listen, the best of luck on winning that fuzzy charge, Snooty.
Thank you very much.
Well have done. A great day, Luke. Good luck.
Bye.
Something tells me Luke did not care about the fuzzy charge, Snooty, and wanted the 1,000 euro.
Get a feeling about that as well somehow, yeah.
If you've topped the leaderboard, Luke, you're having it and you better be happy about it. Come here. I'm an Ollie Murs stan. Not of him as a person, but his music. You've got me wrapped up.
You do love a bit of
around your finger. What the hell is Army of Two?
I've never heard of it either. I presume this is a producer Colin
is
special.
It was
a song, I want to say, like 2012, 2013. I remember it when I was in uni.
It sounds to me like it was an album track, though, and never made radio.
No, they danced to it. I can't believe I'm going
to
say this.
I just want you to dance with me tonight.
He performed it on Dancing on Ice one year.
Lovely.
It wasn't an album track. I've got a clip.
Can I hear it? I love it.
Oh yeah!
I love it.
They wouldn't know it by name, and Luke got it correct as well, so probably he knows the song.
What is it about Ollie Murs? How does he release so many bangers? All the time.
He's also a bit cringe.
He's so weird, but like his songs are good.
That's an absolute tune. I forgot it existed.
Yeah, I told you.
I do know it. Yeah, you're dead right. He performed it on Dancing with the Stars one year.
That's
on
ice.
Sorry. Here's Calvin Harris teaming up with Kasabian. This is Release the Pressure on Spin. See Matt and take a sexy picture of me. You're listening to Spin. Good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona on her maternity leave. We'll see her in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what she does? I did a butcher, the baker. I did the home and the family, Meg. She sounds so dumb. She sounds like her man, your one, Megan Forte Clark. Is it from Love Island? Do you remember that last season? The real dub from last season. Did a butcher, did the home and the family, Meg.
What, she called herself Dunboyne's Diana. Right, guys, we need to talk. We need to talk seriously because my heart is officially broken. And I don't know if I'll ever be the same again.
Oh God, I swear to God, if you're going through a breakup, I'm gonna leave the show before you do.
A heartbreak, imagine, yeah, you Fiona leaves and you deal with Emma heartbroken on her own.
Single Emma.
No, I'm not heartbroken because of anything to do with Jack.
Okay, you're not single.
I'm heartbroken because of much bigger reasons.
Okay.
Punch the Monkey.
Oh, mother of God.
Guys.
I knew we couldn't get through the week without talking about it. We couldn't even get through an hour and a half.
Guys, Punch the Monkey. I think about
I'd
that.
I'd love to.
If you don't know what's going on here, and I highly doubt it's escaped your social media feeds over the weekend. This is a story about a little guy with the cutest ears and the fluffiest face. He is a baby monkey. And he's in a zoo in Japan. But sadly, when Punch was born, he was rejected by his mother.
Okay?
Yeah, really horrible. It happens a lot of the time in the Same. Animal kingdom. He lives at this zoo in Japan and he went viral online because the zoo were sharing some information about him and videos of him after he was rejected by his mother. I have to move the music on. It's too sad. It's just too sad. It's really bringing me down.
And also my mother loves me and I love my mother.
Just to make that very clear. But after he was rejected by his mother, the zookeepers were obviously thinking, hey, for a monkey this young, it's really important for them to cling to something, to hold something. Like naturally at that age, they're all kind of stuck to their mother's backs or their bellies and being held.
Yeah.
And he had no one to hold him. Oh my God. So the zoo gave him a teddy bear of a monkey, okay? And Punch has taken to this teddy bear like a duck to water, and his love for this teddy bear, and the videos kill you because he's lying on the ground and he obviously wants a hug from his mother, but he brings the arms of the teddy bear around him to hold him tight because he's only a little baby monkey and he's been rejected. And it gets worse, and this is really what made me
I'm
sad.
Laughing, but it's so sad.
It's
the perfect Disney movie.
Yeah, it is, and I think they need to get on this quick. But what makes matters even worse is then footage went viral. Not only was the poor little lad rejected by his mother, but then in the enclosure he's in, all the other monkeys were bullying him.
I thought you were going to say he was rejected by the plush toy.
No! Stop him and his plush toy forever.
The other monkeys are bullying him now?
No, like, it's horrible. The little lad's just trying to get a bit of contact with other monkeys and he's going up trying to play with them and they catch him and fling him across the enclosure.
Oh my God, listen,
like,
it's so
violent. Like, they hurt him, right?
It's really violent.
But then he's running after getting shoved and pushed by these other monkeys and he goes back down to his plush toy for a bit of comfort. Guys, I was bawling. Jack was like on Friday night, what is wrong with you? I was like, oh, I don't even know.
I'm so glad that Pippa isn't that good with the internet, so she hasn't seen this yet. No. And she will probably see it in 6 months, but like I can't tell you, I will have to book a holiday away while she discovers Punch the Monkey.
Guys, I would say don't do yourself a favour. If you're on the way to work right now and you haven't seen these videos, don't do it yourself. You will sob going in the door. I showed Emer on the drive to Limerick yesterday. We were driving down together and she had never heard of Punch the Monkey. This one's Saturday. And I was like, just go into your Discovery feed on Instagram and look up Punch the Monkey. She cried.
Yeah.
Her eyes out, right, the whole way down. It broke my heart to the point where I felt the need to share it on my Instagram story as if I was going to help. I was like,
raising awareness for Punch.
Yeah. Almost like, someone do something. Like, how can we make his life better? The poor little boy.
It is incredibly depressing, in fairness, to look at this. And how is he doing now? Is he any better?
It looks to me, well, from what I've seen anyway, and obviously I'm not in the zoo. I wish I could and be his full-time carer. But from what I can see, there's a little bit more interaction going on now with other monkeys in the enclosure, which is good news. This zoo is famous. Punch is famous. There was queues out the door down the zoo, like, for miles, everyone trying to go in and see
Punch.
He's
the new Mudang, is he?
He is. And, like, IKEA in Japan have donated, like, hundreds of plush toys for him.
God's
Everyone's
sake.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
But get him a new mother or something, no?
Well, they... No, Dave, clearly none of the other adults want him. They're bullying him.
That's so bad.
The hashtag hang in there punch is all over social media. It's just really tough. And I have to say, the conversations I got into after sharing up my Instagram story with strangers who shared in my heartbreak was really quite healing on Friday night.
Well, one of the conversations about Punch the Monkey that you did have on your Instagram on Friday was with me.
It was.
And we need to talk about it.
We do.
I fully need to apologise to Emma Nolan for something that I said and did on Friday night when she shared the picture of Punch.
Yes, he does.
I will apologise to Emma Nolan and you will find out why after Jisoo.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jisoo, Zayn and Eyes Closed. This is Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I was just telling you about my heartbreak over the weekend that many people felt online on the back of the videos of the beautiful little Punch the Monkey. He's in a zoo in Japan and he's a viral sensation. He was abandoned by his mother and the zoo have been sharing videos of him clinging to this teddy bear of a monkey that he's kind of seeing as his adoptive mother for comfort. He's also getting bullied in the enclosure he's in. It's just a tale of utter heartbreak and it's taken the internet by storm over the weekend, and I felt the need on Friday when I was genuinely sobbing like a baby at these videos. They're really pulled at the heartstrings. I felt the need to share a photo of him in my Instagram story, as in, like, someone do something. Help Punch the Monkey.
Poor Punch the Monkey. Here's my perspective on Punch the Monkey. I hadn't heard of or seen anything about Punch the Monkey until Emma Nolan shared a picture of a monkey with a plush toy on her Instagram. I didn't know what was happening. I thought Emma was just looking at a cute picture of an animal with a toy. which I responded to.
Now, where were you at the time?
I was in my hotel room. I was staying in
Cork.
Cork.
I was in bed with Pippa. In Dublin. And I was in the throes of heartbreak and sorrow and very upset and talking to lots of strangers online about Punch the Monkey and how it's awful sad.
And how you could help.
Yeah, and how we could help and, you know.
And bloop, you get a message.
Bloop. Oh, Dave. He must be heartbroken as well. Let's get into that chat.
Emma, please tell me you know it's AI, I say.
Oh.
The picture now, she shared.
Excuse me a second. Just for a moment. David Hammond knows how to bring you down, okay? And he knows I have been a bit susceptible at times, like an 82-year-old woman, to an AI-generated image. I went, oh my God, what do you mean that lion has adopted that actual kitten? That's so cute.
What do you mean the rabbit wasn't bouncing on the trampoline?
I said, Emma,
please tell me you know it's AI.
The tears actually stopped for a moment as I took in this kind of panic of, what?
That's what she said.
Am I crying to AI?
She responds, she says, what in full caps? And I say, like, Emma, it's so clearly AI.
Now then, in the meantime, before he'd replied, I'd taken to Google and I had noticed that RTE were reporting on Punch the Monkey. The New York Times, the New York bloody Times, were reporting on Punch the Monkey. So I went back to David Hammond and I said, the New York Times!
You didn't, you just sent me the link to the RTE article.
Right.
And you just said baby monkey abandoned by the mother goes viral on the internet. She says it's all over news sites. My stomach has never dropped so quickly in my entire life that I said to myself, Emma Nolan's just bested me when it comes to AI content.
Yes, I have.
I respond immediately with expect a full apology on your desk by Monday.
Did that make you cry that you lost? You were wrong.
I had to go back into bed with Pippa and be like, I was just wrong and Emma was right about an AI generated piece of content.
That wasn't AI generated.
And the photo you shared, the monkey looks incredibly AI. And I was just like,
I'm actually, funnily enough, not really hearing an apology. Which is interesting. Where's the apology?
I think it's buried there. You can find it if you want it.
I was told I was getting a genuine apology on Monday morning, and that is, I'm still awaiting that.
I was so smug. You have no idea. Emma, it's clearly, I can't wait for her to respond and be like, oh no, I fell for it again. And I'm like, ah, you poor thing. Give her a little pat on the head.
Little patronising pat, yeah.
Off you go back to the internet with you now. Go, I was so smug.
I'm still waiting.
And then she sends me the RTE and the news, the New York Times article. And can I just say, Emma Nolan,
I swear to God,
I am so sorry.
Yes!
And I was wrong.
Oh my God. Guys, mark it in your calendar. The 23rd of February.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
2026, 8:34 a.m. Mark it in the history book.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
Guys, honestly, if you ever think in life, nah, it's not going to happen. Nah, that's impossible. Anything can happen.
This will never happen again.
Anything is possible. It is 8:34. What's the story on the roads, Alex?
Morning, guys. Services are dealing with a crash in the M50 northbound between Firhouse and Talla. It's in the right lane.
Question for you listening this morning, and you need to be the decider of what kind of personality traits I have. I need to know if I should be a bit miffed or if I am just purely a bit of a scab. Now, I always thought myself as a very generous person. I remember one of my friends saying years ago, Emma Nolan's kind of girl, she'd give you her last euro. Like, I love doing what I can. I don't have that much, but I'm going on now. But you know what I mean?
You're incredible. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you so much. No, I just never saw myself as scabby. However, my brain did do this thing over the weekend. So on Friday, after the show and we were finished up here, I was off to Dublin Airport to pick up my parents. I've been telling you they were away for the last 5 weeks in New Zealand and Australia. So that was grand. I dropped them to the airport a few weeks ago. They left their car at my place. I picked them up. Lovely. It was delightful. I was even so good that I went in and waited for them at arrival. So like a really good little daughter. Now I was busy with the airport because on Saturday morning I was awoken from my bed at about 7:15 as my boyfriend Jack was headed to Manchester and I was giving him a lift to the airport. Perfect. Had no issue with that whatsoever. Delighted to drop my darling to the airport to see him off on his travels. Off you go. Bye. Yesterday, I went to pick up my beloved Jack from the airport after his 24 hours with the boys in Manchester. And I dropped him home.
Oh, that's very good.
No problem, no issue. I love these people. Would they do it for me? Absolutely, in a heartbeat. However, for some reason, I felt a little bit miffed, right? Because I have the old M50 tag in the car. Mm-hmm. And I've been up and down the M50 so much this weekend, and the beep, 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 beep going off just made me think, oh, I'm going to have quite the old bill from eFlow this month, you know? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't offered a toll fare from anybody that I carted around this weekend.
Okay.
Now, I would like to reiterate, these people would do it for me. Would I say, hey, I'm just going to revolute you £6 there for the toll, that's a pain in the ass, right? I think I would.
Okay.
There was no offer coming in anywhere from my beloved parents or beloved boyfriend when it came to this toll fee. And for some reason, and I'm ashamed, I'm actually ashamed to be sharing the inner workings of my brain with you on this one this morning. This is something I should keep to myself, really. However, maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's that I'm in my early 30s now and my attitude has changed. But no one offered me a euro for the toll.
So it's not about the money. It's about the principle.
You might have hit the nail on the head, David Hammond. I want you to
you
tell
scab.
Me.
Scab.
I want you to tell me what you think. Miffed in a WhatsApp if you think, yeah, I'd be a bit miffed myself now, to be honest with you, Emma. You're dead right. Or a scab, you're a scabby wagon. Stop being such a scab. It's a few quid for your parents and your boyfriend. 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. Tell us what you think. Miffed, as in, I'm with you. I'd be a bit miffed too. Scab, as in, get a grip of yourself now, Emma Nolan. You're a scabby
LP. Call her a scab, or maybe you'd be miffed too. Miffed or scabbed, 087 711 1038. Let us know.
Much, but it adds up. You know yourself at the end of the month. That's
yeah,
all I'm saying.
It adds up. It's 12 euro.
I'm starting to regret all my life decisions, in particular voicing what was going on in my head over the weekend on this morning show, because I don't think it's going to make me look very well.
Hey,
very
look,
good.
This is a safe space.
Is it?
And if we had a penny for every time I didn't come across well, oh my God, we wouldn't be in radio, I tell you that much.
I did a lot of driving up and back to the airport over the weekend. My parents were away, picked them up from the airport on Friday, even went to arrivals, parked the car and all to meet them. Then my boyfriend Jack was going over to see his mates in Manchester, dropped him to the airport early on Saturday morning, picked him up yesterday. And it just crossed my mind that on my three trips to the airport, nobody even offered to say, oh, Jesus, you've been up and down the toll quite a bit. I'll throw you a few quid for the toll or whatever. And I realise that makes me sound like an awful person, because these people would drop me to the airport in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that it crossed my mind that there was no offer. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm wondering this morning, should I be a bit miffed? Do I have any right? Or am I just a massive scab?
You're not miffed at the moment. You're just asking, should
just
you have the right to be?
I just noticed it. Yes. Do you know, okay. It was just an observation
of
mine.
Doing everything
day.
I can to save Emma from being cancelled.
Clara's standing by there. Do you think I'm a scab, Clara?
No, because the offer is nice. Like, you're being the driver.
Yeah, the offer is nice.
Okay.
It's not that you'd even take it, but it's just like the offer is nice.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
You noticed it, do you know? It's just an interesting thing to notice.
Yeah, because it's just kind of taken for granted that the driver pays the toll. And I'm like, do they though?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I mean?
No petrol money, no way.
Taking out of bed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you pay for your petrol and everything.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Emma, did you get any like presents from them? Like, did they bring you back anything?
Jack didn't
from Manchester.
My parents did.
Did they?
They brought me back a boomerang.
Ooh. Were they in Australia?
They were.
Oh, nice. It would be really weird if they weren't. Someone has sent in a message on WhatsApp, no name, just called you a scab.
Oh, lovely.
Said your parents did 18 plus years of driving you around.
I actually was on the road at 17, but I understand your point. Fair point. Jamie.
You're so pedantic.
I am.
That was the moment you came across badly. I was actually on the road since 17.
Jamie is standing by there this morning. What's going on, Jamie? What do you think?
Emma just sounds like she's from Cavan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the
okay.
Poor people listening from Cavan.
Okay.
And if no one else gets that joke, it's that the whole kind of Cavan thing is that they're a little bit tight.
They still have their community money putting down a mortgage kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you I'm not from Cavan, but I understand the point and I regret all my life decisions and I should have kept these thoughts within my own head.
Jamie,
I apologise.
Do you not get the principle? No, would you not also be like, no one's offered, it's not about the money, but it's about the principle?
I'm a bit like, I'm a taxi man, so I have to pick people up all the time.
Yeah,
family members don't get charged. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
I know.
Fair enough.
Okay, Jamie.
I have a job here now, so I have to go.
Go on, Jamie. Have a great day.
Good luck, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know what? Jamie isn't the only one who thinks is Emma from Cavan.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Luke messages in. Are you from Cavan, Emma? I think it's a one-off. You're being slightly dramatic. If it was a regular occurrence, should we set up a GoFundMe for you? An M50 GoFundMe for Emma, €3 Nolan.
Sorry now. Dramatic. I was very calm in my delivery and I merely asked the question of if I should be missed. It was a simple question. Missed,
oh, gosh.
GoFundMe for €3, Emma. Right,
I'll revolute you.
Shut up.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by
Times
Just Eat.
Are tough,
my dad just texted me and I was worried that he might be listening this morning. He just said toll question mark. That's all he said. Crap.
Yeah, Jim, for God's sake, would you not pay her the M50 toll?
Oh my God, stop. I just wondered if it was just something that was on my mind. I don't care.
It was the principle of it, wasn't it?
GoFundMe account.
Let's go! Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, how are we?
Hi.
Another Monday has rolled around. I was very disappointed yesterday. We were on the way back from Limerick and Emer needed to go loo, so we pulled in. I didn't know I was in Obama Plaza till I left because the lifelike cardboard cutout.
Yeah, they weren't
them.
A giveaway, no.
No, they were gone.
Oh, were they?
They're down. There used to be the few times I've stumbled across Obama Plaza.
Made of rock or something, no?
So, I don't know. Emer was like, where's the statue? And I was like, I think there used to just be cardboard cutouts of him as you walked in the door, I remember. Like a life-size one.
There is a statue, but they used to be loads. Because I've been a couple of times, and as soon as you go through any entrance in the Obama Plaza, there was a cardboard cutout of Barack
Obama. Yeah, as in, hello, you're here. Yeah.
Is it Limerick Junction or something?
It's the M7 in Tip.
There is no sign of him. I was leaving and Emer was like, I thought this might be the Obama Plaza one. I was like, yeah, mustn't be. And then as I was walking back to the car, there was like a tiny sticker on a window. And I was like, oh my God, this is Obama Plaza. I don't know why I care.
Yeah, there's bronze like statues.
You wouldn't drive past them though, would you? If you're pulling into...
I've never been. And the day
I go... You've never been to Obama Plaza?
No. Is that your first time?
No, I've been a few times.
Oh, I've never been.
I'd be up and down. I've been
to the Obama Plaza.
Where is it? Is it in Tip?
It's on the M7 just outside. It's Moneygall.
I don't even know where that is. But like,
need to go.
What business would I have being in Tip?
Well, they do like all these like Obama quotes, like kind of shout over the intercom system and stuff. It just goes like, yes, we can. Like,
you're joking.
Yeah.
Shall we just go and do the show from Barack Obama?
No, I don't want to do that at all.
Yourself a supermarket.
No. I've never been. I would like to see it at one point.
Petrol pumps as well. You know when you have to click like pay in store, pay at pump?
I know this is a joke, but go on.
And you click like, can I pay at pump? And they go, yes, you can. You're missing out, Dave. It's really fun.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
A little Cork for the weekend. We went to Fota Island, myself and Pippa, just for a nice romantic getaway.
Oh, that's lovely, Dave.
The weekend after Valentine's Day.
That's fine.
Much cheaper.
Much cheaper.
Still very expensive though, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, we decided to go to Cork for the weekend. We did it last year and we had a great time. We said, why don't we do the exact same thing? And we went and chilled and ate and, you know, drank and sat in the room and watched TV and, you know, went to the spa and stuff.
I honestly think the best way to do a weekend at a hotel, and I know it's way more costly, but the only way you really relax is doing two nights.
Yeah.
Do you know, because if you're getting there, chilling out and then leaving, I remember once my friend, we went to Cork for a night away for her birthday, and we kind of got there so late in the Friday, we didn't have treatments till the next day and then had to get in the car and drive to Dublin. It was like,
yeah, no,
this is not relaxing.
It's grim. So we had a really nice time. Yay. Really relaxing time. We went to the zoo and all that kind of stuff, and we said we'd leave when we leave on the Sunday, we wouldn't go straight home to Dublin. We'd go and see what the local town had going on.
Yeah.
And so the local town is Cove. Mm-hmm. And we were there last year. It's stunning. Really, really nice. But we didn't do much last year. We just went for lunch and drove around.
It's very colourful Cove, isn't it?
Really, really colourful. So there was two things we could do in Cove that they recommended. One was Titanic and one was a thing called Spike Island.
Oh, yeah.
What we decided to do was we'd leave the Titanic. We'll do the one in Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do Spike Island. So Spike Island, if you don't know, it was a prison and kind of like a military area and stuff like that. But it dates back to like the famine times, yeah. Right? It's a really, really tough bit of history to go and experience and to listen to. There was some interesting stories as well and nice uplifting stories, but most of it, especially going back to famine times, was really, really tough, mm-hmm. You know, to experience and to listen to these tour guides. Yeah, our tour guide was called Rachel. She was fantastic. Really, really interesting.
I always think tour guides are amazing because they have to sell the story time and time again across the day with such enthusiasm.
But she really did a great job. So I would recommend Spike Island. As I said, it was also then famine times, but also then came towards like in 2004 it closed down as a prison. So it had been a prison for the last
2004?
Yeah, in 2004 it closed down. Do you know who was there? Martin Cahill, the general.
No
was
way.
In Spike Island. They showed us his bed and all, and they were like trialing this kind of thing where they were showing you the abandoned, obviously now abandoned cells, which they'd never really opened to the public before. But they were like, we're trialing this out, you'll be one of the first, so come in and see Martin Cahill's bed that he slept in and stuff like that. Really, really interesting stuff, but harsh, like, you know, really, really tough kind of to listen to sometimes. But then like after the tour, it's just like, there's the gift shop. And you're like, okay, interesting.
What do I want from the Spike Island gift shop?
So we went into the gift shop going, what in God's name? This is the most depressing tour. And I won't even tell you half the things that I won't even tell you anything that was on the tour, because you should go and see it for yourself and maybe don't bring the kids. But then they bring you to this lovely gift shop where obviously it's very tailored to Americans.
Yeah.
You can first see when you walk into the gift shop a little rack of Irish humorous sayings.
Oh God.
And there are things like, Lord, if you won't make me skinny, please make my friends fat.
Oh no, stop.
And
it doesn't work at Spike Island.
And stuff like that's in like your granny's kitchen. So Lou rules, gentlemen, stand closer, it's shorter than you think.
Oh,
ladies, please remain seated for the entire performance. Laundry room, please drop your pants here. A friend in need is a pain in the ass, am I right? You know, those kind of things, right?
Guys, we're literally all absolutely so traumatized after our Spike Island
experience
tour.
And they're just throwing this tat in your face. Yeah. Be like, here, remember this really tough part of the tour? Well, why not get a keychain to remember it forever? So that's what I did, and I got you some tat from the gift shop.
No, you
from
didn't.
The most depressing tour ever.
Dave, there was no need.
So just here we go. Emma, what have I gotten you?
From okay. Wow! From the Spike Island gift shop, Dave has gifted me a Spike Island yo-yo. Thank you so much. It's branded Spike Island, where people went to die.
Yeah, a bad, really, really tough experience for hundreds of thousands of people. And Callum, I just went a little bit normal with you, but please experience, or please describe what I've given you.
Oh, I love a magnet.
What is the magnet
I've
say?
I've got a fridge magnet.
Please read the fridge magnet.
And it says, feck the weather. On Spike Island, it's always grand.
But feck the weather. On Spike Island, it's always grand.
As if, like, you know, feck the weather when you come out to Ibiza, or like, you're gonna have a great time.
Feck the weather. No, on guys, Spike Island, it's always grand.
I can't believe I have a Spike Island yo-yo.
Shouldn't sell in a place that also has a famine memorial.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Is a yo-yo.
I'm gonna try and lick it off or something. There's a bit of Sharpie on this as well, next to the word grand, that I think they're trying to cover something over.
Really?
I don't know what it is.
I'm really intrigued.
I can't believe you wasted your money on this, but this is truly
it cost me €9.
Glasnevin Cemetery needs to
game. Nice little spin wheel hat or something.
Guys, if you saw men in their 40s legging it around town yesterday, it wasn't some random charity run. No, it was not. It was the panic about the Foo Fighters tickets.
Sorry, what the hell?
Can we just...
How do people hear about this? Because I only heard it from my lad's group chat. It was like, yeah, I'm in line for this. I was like, what are you talking about?
So basically, what happened here, right? Because I was totally out of the loop. I spent so much time driving yesterday. I only really had like a good phone dive like in the afternoon, late in the afternoon.
Yeah, I was only on TikTok last night at like 11. And I was like, I haven't been off my phone all day.
Oh my God, and so much happened. So basically, MCD put up a statement, an announcement. It seems like maybe around 10, 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And it was announcing a Foo Fighters gig.
Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters, one of the biggest bands in the world, to play at the Academy, very small venue in Dublin, tonight, as in Monday, okay? Now, this
So Dave Grohl is in Dublin right now.
Dave Grohl, probably in Dublin right now, definitely was in Kerry over the weekend. We know that for a fact. People have loads of pictures. He was in bars and stuff over the weekend in Kerry. And we'll get to it in a sec.
I love that man.
Yeah, he's such a legend. But can you imagine, as a hardcore Foo Fighters fan, waking up or dusting on your phone, seeing this announcement go viral, going into your WhatsApp group? It was announced at whatever, I'm guessing 9, 10 o'clock. And midday it said, if you want to get this ticket, they're very limited, you need to get your ass into the 3 Olympia now, because at 12 o'clock these tickets are going on sale and you can only buy a physical ticket.
You had to go to the Olympia, not the Academy. Yes.
You had to go to the Olympia to pick up your ticket. They wouldn't accept Apple Pay, they wouldn't accept cash.
What?
It simply had to be an old school card systems, obviously what they had. They brought people in. Obviously the queues were crazy. Like people were talking like to the media outside saying that they saw the announcement and literally just booked a taxi and got into town. Stood in queues. Everybody, so the capacity of the Olympia, say, got to come in and sit down. And then when they closed the doors, they said, right, everyone here will get a ticket. And they were brought out row by row then to purchase their tickets. That's what happened.
Oh my God.
Now, all I will say on this is, wildly unfair on fans outside of Dublin.
That's very true.
It's lousy, to be honest. If there was even like a Wicklow fan, you'd be like, right, what's the point? I just saw this now. By the time I get up to Dublin, that's an hour. Never mind a Cork fan or a Kerry fan. From that point of view, I feel really bad on people. But go on, Callum.
The announcement was made at 11 o'clock and the tickets
went
on sale.
So they only gave an hour.
It gave an hour.
So no one knew this was happening before.
No one knew.
I think it's more, it's kind of an excitement. It's a pop-up thing. It's a look how crazy and how cool we are. I was actually doing some digging as well because I thought the Academy is such a weird venue for Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
To play. And because I was thinking, surely, why is it not the Olympia? Joanne McNally's there all week. So they obviously, because the Foo Fighters are doing a gig, a pop-up gig in Manchester on Wednesday and London on Friday as well, kind of added this.
Yeah.
That it is just very instant. I would say that they came up with this idea at the weekend.
Wow. Yeah,
but this is the thing. I think they did come up with this idea at the weekend because they filmed something for Other Voices over the weekend. So basically, Other Voices, the festival in Dingle, on its launch, apparently however many years ago now, one of the acts back then was the Foo Fighters.
Yes.
So for their anniversary, whatever they're doing, they went back to the church, which is famous for Other Voices, capacity of 80, did a gig over the weekend, were in Dingle across the weekend.
I think they're videoing it then for Other Voices online,
exactly.
Or TV.
They're filming it for TV, so that's due to come. So perhaps they were just like, well, we're here, guys, would we just bloody do a gig? And that would make sense, because I was like, why do they have to be physical tickets? That's weird.
That's the security thing, I think, because the name that I was reading, I'm like, I love reading terms and conditions. If there's one thing that's me, I will read the terms and conditions.
Yeah, go on. What's they say?
It said that because you had to have the physical card, because the physical card had a name on, the card has to match the name when you go.
You can't sell it.
Yeah. So say if you were going, Dave, and I didn't want to go, you wouldn't be able to go with
but
the two tickets.
What bothers me then is, even if there was a Cork fan, right? Say someone who goes, I'd love to go to this, and their sister lives in Dublin, you'd say, oh, Laura, please run in there. He won't get in.
But he would be able to go with the person who bought the ticket.
Okay, I hear you.
Such a country perspective.
I'm just saying, it is a bit unfair.
I'm all here for this, though. Yeah. I want more pop-up gigs, more surprise things.
Yeah, that's fun.
In terms of letting the cat out of the bag, in terms of how long they've been around, Kerry Airport were online the other day saying that they were absolutely delighted to welcome Dave Grohl and the rest of the Foo Fighters gang this weekend, describing them as down-to-earth, unassuming, and as showing genuine appreciation for the warm Kerry welcome. That's really cool, I found, that they flew into Kerry Airport.
Imagine if you're going tonight, the Academy holds like 600 people.
Yeah, it's going to be so
insane.
Cool.
Unbelievable.
I'd say there's people queuing now.
You know Simon Cowell's band, December 10?
Yeah.
They played the Olympia last night. And they're
no,
on
John McNally was in the Olympia last
night.
Sorry,
they were in the Academy last night. Sorry, my bad. But they were on, I hate that room in the Olympia when you can't see the stage.
The green room.
All ground level.
What do you mean?
You know that room in the academy where you can't see anything? Like if it's on the green room floor, that the stage is ground level. So you're all just standing, but you can't see things.
I'm with you. Can you not go upstairs though, can't you?
I presume that they'll move the Foo Fighters.
I'm going to the academy this week.
Oh. Are you to see?
Not the Foo Fighters.
No.
Scouting for Girls on
Friday. My God. She's so lovely.
Yeah.
She's so lovely.
I can't wait.
She's but pretty. Yeah,
there was a lot of people running for the first time in years, I think, around town yesterday.
Oh, it feels good to have that back. Welcome on in to That's Not My Name. This is a game where you could win 12 IMC Cinema Passes. And if no one wins 12 IMC Cinema Passes today, that goes up by 2 for next week. 14 IMC Cinema Passes, which sounds ridiculous. You could go to the cinema 14 times. Or, sorry, no, we've 12 this week. 6 times with a partner or with a friend. Or 12 times on your own. Completely. We will not judge.
Totally up to you. Now, you've been sending voice notes in with your name. And the only person in the room has heard those, our producer, Callum. You listening are about to hear them, but Dave and I will not before we speak to these
people.
Because
we will take our headphones off.
We will do, and we'll try and guess people's names. Callum.
I have a quick question, and maybe this is something for in the next couple of weeks. I'd like to play. Have to listen to the voice notes.
Interesting.
Can I play 1 week?
I think that's a fantastic idea. I don't think you've ever played before, have you?
No, I haven't.
Do you get the rules?
Yes, you I know understand? How. Now I can't play today because I've heard all the voice notes.
Okay.
Next week, I'll listen to the voice notes and you and Dave guess, and the following week, we'll mix it up the third time.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Cool. That's a great idea. Maybe we need some new ideas.
I'm
going to
bring like crazy names and like Zane.
Great. Doesn't get the concept of the game at all.
All right, headphones off in the room, then let's do
headphones
this
off.
My name is Imogen.
Player one, let's get it done.
Hello, player one.
Hi,
how
I'm
are
good.
You?
Let's try and good. Guess your name, shall we?
All right, player one, here we go. Is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Okay, I'm going to give this a lash. Player one, is your name Sophie?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
All right, player one more guess. Is your name...
Think about it now, Dave.
Is your name... I got this. It's. I have it. Is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
Ah, you seem like an Aoife, and I do not mean that in a derogatory way.
You seem like a Lucy to me in my head.
No more guessing.
No,
you
I know.
You got to tell us, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Imogen.
Imogen.
What a unique and beautiful name, Imogen.
It's very English.
Thank you so much.
Is it Welsh? Yeah.
It's English. Thank you so much. Imogen, a fantastic name. We're sorry we couldn't guess it, but in fairness, come on. How were we meant?
It was so fun.
Thanks, hon.
Have a great day,
so
Imogen. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we'll crack on again. Headphones
Love
off.
This game.
Again in the room.
My name is Alice.
Player two, let's speak to you.
Hello, player two.
Oh my God, hi.
Oh my God, hi. Player two, is your name Emma?
That's not my name.
All right. Player two, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
You got to do it, Emma.
I think so. Player two, is your name Rebecca?
What?
That's not my name.
Sugar. All right, go on, tell us. What's your name?
Alice.
Oh, no, I swear. I just saw Alice come up on my phone. I was like, will I say Alice? And I was like, no, there's no point. It'll never be Alice. That's nuts. That's crazy. No one else cares. I understand that. But that is just nuts in my own head. Alice, I'm so sorry we couldn't guess your name, but have a fantastic day.
Mind yourself, Alice.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, final chance for us to get a win on this week. Headphones off in Le Roux.
Headphones off.
My name is Jennifer.
Player three, it won't be me.
What?
It won't be me.
It's not
going to
be me. Yeah.
It's true. It won't be him on the phone.
It won't be me.
No, right.
Yeah.
Hello, player three.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, player three, here we go. Is your name Grace?
That's not my name.
The pause there kind of killed me. Player three, is your name by any chance Neve?
That's not my name.
All right, last guess.
Oh,
player
come on,
three.
Dave, bring it home.
I think we've had an Alice and we've had an Imogen, which is two kind of British names. Is your name Lily?
That's not my name.
Sugar.
All right, player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Beautiful name. Kind of gives me British vibes.
I'm raging. Yeah. Jennifer, sorry we couldn't guess it. Have a fantastic day.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Talk to you later. We're a disaster. An absolute disaster. 14 IMC Cinema Passes to go on this next Monday. This is like just a little message I'd like to give to people who stock shelves in the fridges, say in drinks fridges in shops.
Okay.
I used to do this job. I was very passionate
face
about
off.
Yes. I was very passionate as a fridge filler. It was very cold doing that job when I worked in the corner shop. But yeah, I was quite passionate about the facing off element of the job at the time because it was tiny...
I was fired very, very quickly after I started because I was so poor and slow and bad at it.
Oh, I suppose the corner shop I worked in, it was so quiet. Like you might get a customer every 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. That like there was a lot of time to fill.
I worked in a giant Dunnes.
Well, there you go. Two very different things. But the reason I say this is I was aghast over the weekend. On Friday after work, I've said this a few times in the show, but just for context, I was sitting at Arrivals waiting for my parents for 45 minutes to get through the gate and I was starving. It was absolutely ravenous. So I walked into the shop and I picked up like a ready-made Sambo grand. I was like, do you know what? This will be nice. Now I've got a packet of Hunky Dory's.
Nice.
And I was like, what does this wash down perfectly with? A Coke Zero.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. Went to the fridge, picked up a bottle of Coke Zero, so I thought. Went and paid for it, sat down, took a bite out of my Sambo, put in a Hunky Dory. Great combo going out of my mouth. Went to wash down the first bit with a Coke Zero.
I'm really confused as to how you've managed to mess this up.
It was a cherry cola. And it was absolutely... I actually was like, do you know when you feel like, I could cry now. That is just so vulgar.
Wow, that really throws you over the line.
It threw me over the edge massively. The branding is so subtle on a cherry cola.
I saw something the other day. I've seen this a couple of years ago. No caffeine Coke.
Awful. My granny gets them by accident sometimes. No,
right, but ugly, like, but I wouldn't mind that. But what I want is a no caffeine Red Bull because I like the flavour of Red Bull. People are probably like, no, what's the point? I googled it, Callum. It doesn't exist. It's not a thing.
No such thing.
Like, why? Like, I can't drink caffeine. It doesn't agree with me at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially my ADHD. You don't want me with caffeine.
They do the no sugar one, and that's the closest.
Yeah, but there's no caffeine one.
Yeah, but the caffeine's the problem, obviously, for some people. Yeah,
but I really like the taste of Red Bull.
Can you just kind of like present yourself more obviously to me, please? Because you really ruined my day.
That's funny.
It was quite.
Yeah, it's quite an intense flavor,
isn't it? Like, yeah. There's no need for cherry and cola anyway. No. Just my two cents at the end of the show.